USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump's impeachment trial may be officially stalled, but behind the scenes, House Democrats are getting ready. Staff for the key House committees are expected to work over the holiday recess, consulting with Democratic leadership and preparing for the trial. But that depends on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who says she won't send articles of impeachment to the Senate until parameters for a Senate trial are set. President Trump delivered remarks to Joint Base Andrews in Maryland before signing the National Defense Authorization Act. He also said a brand new military service is being created.
With my signature today, you will witness the birth of the Space Force, and that will be now officially the 6th branch of the United States Armed Forces. That is something really incredible.
This is USA Radio News.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a 5-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. And for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, tax, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep. The options, mile availability, national dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans, excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor for more information. Limits may apply. Visit andrewvans.com.
The Senate approved a bill to crack down on robocalls, sending to President Trump a measure meant to combat a persistent and costly problem for Americans. The bill, which the president is expected to sign, would stiffen enforcement and require that phone companies offer free consumer tools to identify and block scam calls. It also calls for tougher fines when individuals violate the law. The flu outbreak is getting worse. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The state of Minnesota reporting 3 more deaths and 60 schools there are affected. An entire school district in Atlanta closed early for the holiday break because of the flu. And Arizona is dealing with more than 4,300 cases so far this season, including about 900 reported in just the past week. A report from the pharmacy chain Walgreens shows the worst hit areas are Omaha, Nebraska, and Chattanooga, Tennessee.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Prince Philip has been admitted to a London hospital as a precautionary measure, according to Buckingham Palace. They said he was in the hospital for observation and treatment of a pre-existing condition. The Duke of Edinburgh, who's 98, stopped attending public engagements in 2017. He'd been at the royal family's estate in eastern England, where Queen Elizabeth and her family usually spend their Christmas holiday. The palace said Philip didn't travel by ambulance and it wasn't an emergency. A former Nike contractor who's transgender is seeking $1.1 million in damages from the company for allegedly allowing gender identity-based harassment. USA's John Hunt has the story.
According to the civil lawsuit filed this week, Nike and Maine's Brady Group, a staffing firm that hires workers for Nike, discriminated against computer engineer Jazz Lyles, who identifies as transmasculine and prefers the pronouns they, him, and their. The complaint was filed with Multnomah Circuit Court in Oregon. During Lyles' tenure at Nike from May 2017 to September 2018, the engineer was continuously misgendered by coworkers. While Lyles notified management about the issue multiple times, the company allegedly failed to implement any policy, procedure, or training around the use of gender pronouns in their workplace. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.